Nation's largest pension system faces uncertain future with multi-billion dollar deficit. Changing demographics and a weak economy are threatening the future of California's state employee pension system, according to some economists. Some are asking questions about the system's structure and why investments have performed poorly in recent years. All the time and money spent by investment committees debating, sourcing and allocating to private funds, consultants, hiring new employees, and putting together endless reports to track the thousands of investments, all of it absolutely wasted, Meb Faber, co-founder and chief investment officer of Cambria Investment Management, wrote in a November report analyzing the system. The California Public Employees Retirement System, better known as CalPERS, manages approximately $465 billion in assets and is the nation's largest public pension fund. It is responsible for managing the retirement income of more than 2 million members and administers retirement and health benefits. With approximately 28% of what it owes to members unfunded, as of June 30, the system is facing significant headwinds, according to experts. Their structure is so complicated that for a long time, CalPERS couldn't even calculate the fees it pays on its private investments, Mr. Faber wrote. Nowhere in this mission does it state the goal is to invest in loads of private funds and pay the inflated salaries of countless private equity and hedge fund managers, but that is exactly what CalPERS does. In fiscal year 2022-2023, the pension fund paid $31.1 billion in benefits to about 800,000 retirees, an increase of $2 billion from the prior year, according to the agency's recent annual report. Cost of living, aging workforce, declining birth rates to blame, officials. Officials point to cost of living increases and a growing number of retirees as the reason costs are rising. An aging workforce puts financial stress on the system, as the ratio of employees paying into the fund decreases when retirements spike. Such has resulted in fewer members contributing revenue to the fund, with the ratio dropping by 40% since 2001. The number of Californians aged 65 and older has grown from 9% of the population in 1970 to more than 15% in 2022, according to Census Bureau statistics, with estimates reaching as high as 21% by 2030. Declining birth rates combined with longer lifespans leave fewer employees to cover the pensions of prior generations, resulting in expanding unfunded liabilities, according to experts. Executives managing the fund recognized the financial dilemma in the recent report, titled Investing in Today to Meet the Needs of Our Members Tomorrow. Investment returns need to exceed 7% annually to cover expenditures, according to the agency. The fund, however, routinely fails to produce such, with the agency reporting 5.8% gains for the most recent fiscal year following a 6.1% loss in the previous. Questions also surround the pension fund's objectives to support environmental agendas, like climate issues. Some argue the efforts should be more substantive, while others suggest decisions like partially divesting in fossil fuels are negatively affecting investment returns. Some critics noted the returns reported by the agency failed to meet industry standards and questioned the fund's investment strategies. CalPERS has had a long-term underperformance problem compared to key financial benchmarks, Wayne Weingarten, senior fellow in business and economics at the Pacific Research Institute of Pasadena, California, Public Policy Group wrote in an August analysis of the fund's strategies over the last 20 years. The 5.8% gains reported for the most recent fiscal year represent a fraction of the 17.2% increase in the S&P 500, a stock market index measuring the top 500 companies in the U.S. Over-diversification, inefficient strategies plaguing system, experts. With nearly 3,000 employees managing the pension fund system, according to the agency, some feel investments could be managed more efficiently and effectively. Currently, the portfolio consists of investments across 13 sectors, including more than 28% weighted in information technology, about 14% in healthcare, and more than 12% in finance-related assets, among other things. Top holdings include Microsoft, Apple, Tesla, and Amazon, with nearly 1,200 stock positions totaling more than $116 billion, according to agency filings. Critics say over-diversification and inefficient strategies and management are plaguing the fund. Pensioners would have been better served had CalPERS simply passively invested pensioners' assets into broad-based index funds, Mr. Weingarten wrote, referring to so-called simple investment instruments that spread risk across broad sectors of the market. It would have been a lot less costly for pensioners too. Critics also highlight the fund's $4.5 billion in venture capital investments this year, equating to approximately 15% of all investments made in the sector by any investors, according to financial filings. Such goes against a nationwide trend where institutional investors have divested from similar assets due to concerns of risk following the collapse of several banks with significant venture capital investments earlier this year. Rising interest rates and dropping real estate prices have also created unpredictability for investors like the pension fund, according to the agency. The impact of high inflation and high interest rates creates both uncertainty and opportunities for the fund, Marcy Frost, CalPERS CEO, said in the agency's recent report. Nevertheless, it's essential to remember that as a long-term investor, we prepare for these market fluctuations over the course of several decades. Unfunded liabilities growing. Officials additionally noted in the report the potential for unfunded liabilities to increase. While having shortages is not new to the agency, this year's totaling approximately $245 billion, according to the Reason Foundation, a non-profit public policy think tank, is about a 10% increase over last year. The shortfall could be resolved by increasing contributions from both the state as the employer and from individual employees, according to the agency. While the financial situation remains a concern, some say the issue is manageable and point out that California is not alone in carrying significant pension debt. Hawaii, Kentucky, Illinois, Texas, and most other states all have multi-billion dollar pension deficits, with amounts nationwide totaling $1.3 trillion, according to the Reason Foundation. Only Washington and New York have fully funded pension programs with surplus holdings. CalPERS does not have as much money as it should have, but it is not close to going broke or needing an extraordinary bailout, Mark Joff, policy analyst for the Cato Institute, a Washington, D.C.-based think tank, told the Epoch Times December 8. Systems in some other states have worse funding levels,